My name, for those of you who don't know, is Kristen, and my husband and I, Pastor Mike, he's the attractive man sitting in the front row. Not Carmen's husband, the guy sitting next to him is my husband, Mike Gentry, and together we pastor both the middle schoolers and the young adults here at the church on the way, and it is such a privilege to be able to do that. It has been an incredible season here at the Church on the Way. One of my favorite moments was actually during last week's candlelight services. Were any of you in attendance of one of those? Then you'll know what I'm talking about when I remind you of when Pastor Tim had invited some of the kids up to the platform to open such an amazing gift, and their looks of anticipation and happiness on their face, like, what? I get to open up a gift, and they open this beautiful wrapping to reveal a pair of socks. A pair of socks. And I would be honest, the kids, you know, they still seem grateful and happy, but I was just a little bit disappointed for them. I'm like, oh my goodness, I was disappointed until later Pastor Tim invited them back up and to open up another gift to reveal the true gift that they were going to Disneyland. What? That is so amazing. I'm like, I want to go to Disneyland. That's so exciting. So I think this perfectly illustrates something true that I've seen recently. I've noticed things on social media of my friends talking about 2017, wishing that they could just sweep it all under the rug, that it would just go away because they want to be done with 2017. I even saw a video, okay? I saw a video of Chuck Norris, like, roundhouse kicking a guy in the face, sending the guy flying way backwards, and Chuck Norris was, of course, labeled 2017, and the guy being kicked backwards was labeled, like, me. And I was like, that is hilarious. But also, something that I thought about when I saw it was, I think that the enemy would like to lie to some people and say, you know, here's your life. Here is your life, a pair of socks, when you were anticipating so much more than just socks. And people have just kind of given into that mentality that, you know what, life just kind of stinks. And that's all that there is for them. But I think that the Word of God would say something contrary to that. I love in Romans 8, verses 8 through 25, the Apostle Paul encourages the believers about a future hope, referring to the kingdom of God being established on the earth, a kingdom even more grand than the magic kingdom, right? Okay, as believers, we look forward to the day where there will be no more pain. There will be no more persecution. There will be no more troubles. But what does that mean for believers right now? What does that mean for us right now? Does that mean for now we get a pair of silly socks, even though personally, I love silly socks, can I just say? But I don't believe that's all there is, because it says this in John 10, in reference to God Jesus being the good shepherd, okay? He says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that they may have life. And there's not a period right there. It says, but they would have life abundantly. And the version that mine says this, it says that they can have life to the full. Life to the full. And I love that. We can joyfully anticipate the coming of the kingdom of God, but we can joyfully anticipate the promises, the days that God has promised us here on earth as well. Can I get an amen? Okay, amen. So here is the thing about joy. Joy is different than happiness, and the fact that happiness is often circumstantial, because, you know, you can be suffering but still experience great amounts of joy. Joy is supernatural. Joy defies the odds. We don't produce that fruit of joy, but recognizing and allowing the Holy Spirit to give you joy is a choice. I would be remiss to say that everything in a life of a believer is perfect. But can I say that maybe even especially as a believer in Christ Jesus, that life is messy. Life is hard. It sometimes does feel like it stinks, okay? But I want to quote James One of the leaders of the early church in his letters to believers said this in chapter 1, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. Consider it an opportunity for great joy everywhere you go and every day of your life. Because that just means, because let's be honest, there will always be troubles that come your way. Didn't even Jesus say that? Even Jesus said that there will be troubles that come your way. But that just means that there is going to be many opportunities for great joy in our life. And we cannot allow the enemy to rob us of that hope that comes from knowing God and knowing that he has a gift for us that we haven't yet even opened. For example, the incident that happened in the prayer chapel earlier this year. That was, and it is, painful. It's devastating. But I serve a God who is bigger and whose power is unmatched in all of creation. And the hope of tomorrow is even greater because I know that my God is with me. The gift of that hope is joy because hope does not disappoint us. It doesn't save us because we're saved by faith, but it doesn't disappoint us because we can look to the future, yes, into a realm that our human selves cannot even begin to see or understand. But we can look to the future and be confident because God is truly at work in us and through us. And we get to live in that joy now. And the evidence of God is moving. It's already showing. We had a time of prayer with our middle schoolers shortly after the prayer chapel was destroyed. And I just wanted to share with you what one of the prayers that one of the students said. She said, "Lord, I believe that you are expanding not only the walls of our church, but you are expanding the walls of our heart so that even more people will come to know you." A 13-year-old's prayer. And I look to the future with joy because I honestly believe that some of the people, the most powerful and influential people that God is going to use is in this church, and they're under the age of 25. Amen? And man, can I just tell you that fuels my passion. It fuels my passion to reach and to disciple this next generation. It fills me, my heart, with hope and joy even more than the happiness of being at Disneyland brings me. And trust me, I love being at Disneyland. But there's so much more joy in anticipating what God is going to do next. What a gift. And I just would like to share a story with you. My husband and I, we have two beautiful boys. We have Kai, who's 6, and Isaiah, who's 2. And one of the most recent times that we were able to take our children to Disneyland, we decided to take them to see the show Fantasmic. Anybody seen Fantasmic? Basically, the end is that there's this big, giant, powerful dragon, and it's huge. It's a little terrifying. And then there's little Mickey Mouse, you know, and somehow Mickey Mouse overcomes and he defeats this great, powerful dragon, and he destroys it, and the audience just erupts into laughter, and I'm holding Isaiah in my arms, he's 2, and he's clapping, and he's applauding, he's cheering, and he looks, and he points, and he says, "Not today, Satan dragon!" And I laughed, but in all seriousness, I learned something from my 2-year-old that was just so profound, okay? Not today, Satan dragon. Not today, Satan dragon. Okay? Be confident. Be confident. And say to yourself, and believe this, that the enemy's not going to rob me of my joy today. He's not going to rob me of my joy tomorrow or for 2018, not ever, because I've read the end, and guess what? Jesus wins. Amen? Jesus wins. He has already overcome. Thank you.